who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own. Place in the clouds, foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dream's no longer hollow. It takes the shape of this road as a child, wide-eyed and grinning, she never tired. But now she won't be coming back with the rest. These are life's lessons, she'll take this. As the folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like that long ago. When she stood there,
hello everyone, I'm Mia, and on this wonderfully sunny day here in Medford, I put together a little cue for a little sub show. I'm gonna have a guest maybe joining me later, and yeah, hope you all enjoy what I've put together. Again, this is Mia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this next song is Get Lost by Queen of Jeans.
If you want to leave here, and I won't care if you think I'm Thank you.
Hello.
Hey guys.
Talk again, Mila.
Hey guys.
I don't know that your mic is working. I guess I'll just have to talk.
I think my mic is working.
It is working? All right. Well, maybe talk louder. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. My bad. Anyway, this is Mila, Rumi.
Back again.
Part 100. Because do you guys know that I've never actually been on the radio by myself yet?
Isn't that because you are in a radio show with another person?
Well, yeah, but, like, I don't know.
Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to have a radio show by yourself.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know what I, like, because you just got here, right?
Yeah.
And so I had to talk, like, I did my intro alone, and I was like, oh, my God, what do I even say? It was kind of scary, but, you everyone, know what, I think I'll get the hang of it.
Everyone rate her intro.
No, please don't. I really actually did not think of anything to say.
Let us know anyway. How it was. Okay, hi guys. I was late, per usual. I'm
typical.
Always late to everything. I think, is the song, yeah. The next song that we are playing, no?
No, you're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Only I can see the computer, so you're wrong.
Do I know the
you
next?
You don't is know that what the, I'm no. playing. Wait, but I wanted to talk about this list that we have here in the studio.
In the stew.
You know people... Yeah, okay. Anyway.
I don't like when people unnecessarily abbreviate words.
I love it.
I don't like it. I was at, Mini Hodge, and someone called, General Gals. They called it Jen Gal. And I was like, I hope that you stop breathing.
No, that's actually really funny.
I did not like it. If you say that, I don't like you. Just call it Gals. If you're going to call it
I'm
going
to start doing that. It's so funny.
It was giving, like, early 2000s on a flip phone.
No, I like... Vibes. Just... Okay, stop. Your opinion's unpopular, okay? Unpopular among me.
Unpopular among the two people in the studio right now. So 50% unpopular.
Well, yeah, but, like, I'm, like, whatever. I know, and I'm right, and you're wrong. That's how it goes.
My bad.
But, okay. So for, like, the little theme that little feeling I had going for this show is, like, well, there's, like, a sheet of paper in WMFO right now. It says, what song feels like spring? And it's so spring right now. It's so lovely. I was thinking, this is the kind of music I listen to when it's, like, spring and I'm walking somewhere. Where am I walking? I don't know. On campus? Maybe I'm, like,
walking to the
whatever.
Gym.
I'm strutting my stuff. No, yeah. I'm not walking to the gym. That's, like... That's a different kind of music. But
pump up music.
The point is, this is like... Whatever. This is supposed to make... This is a feel-good episode.
Yeah. She was trying to figure out songs for this, and she looks at me and she goes, I want you to bop your head.
I was like, any song that you're going to bop
like
your head to.
I'm not bopping my head.
But really, like, the last song, at least, I was so totally bopping my head. Mila, were you bopping your head?
I was bopping my head.
So, listeners, I hope you are also bopping your head. And if you aren't, you better start, because because you can't listen unless you bop your head. Okay,
even
anyway.
If you're in a public place. Even if you are in, like, a chem lab right now, we want you to be bopping
your head.
Why are
you listening to WMFO in a chem lab?
Some people do.
Okay, whatever. Fair enough. Bop your head wherever you are.
Yes.
Okay, head boppers.
And then we'll know. If you walk by our window, bopping your head, we'll give you $2. So please do it.
No, that's a lie. I don't have money. Okay, anyway. The next song is Just Like Heaven by The Cure.
Just like heaven.
That last one was Sarah by Alex G, which surprisingly you really can't find on any streaming services except for Spotify, which I don't know why, but
really?
It's a really good song. Yeah, like you try to play it behind a Snapchat or an Instagram or like Apple Music, a lot of times it just doesn't have it, which is sad, but it's a good song.
Yeah, that was Mila's suggestion.
Yes,
I think
was.
That's the first one I played that she suggested, but don't
that's
worry.
So not true.
Don't worry, there will be more. Yeah,
oh,
it is.
Wait. Oh, I thought you meant ever. I was like, hello.
No, today.
So
don't worry, this is a collaboration. Not really.
Not really. Most of it is Mia. Because her music taste is, like... Mia is someone
Stop.
That, like, listens to music. Like, she doesn't just, like, find music and hear it. Like, she, like, listens to music. She's very big in music, so... It's an admirable quality.
Well, I'm trying to curate a vibe, so...
You're doing very well, I think.
Wait. What was the vibe that I said I was curating?
The head bop.
Oh, head bop. Is it bopping or bobbing?
I think...
Bop.
Bop. I think bop is better. It's 2 o'clock. If it was like 2 a.m., it'd be bop. But
head bob.
Bop.
No, head bob is like...
Just like a...
I'm understanding.
We're making head motions and realizing slowly that you guys cannot see it.
It doesn't matter. You just leave
just
it up
imagine.
To interpretation.
Yeah.
Okay, Coolio. Well, The next song is Not My Baby by Always. Or is it All? It's with two V's, but it's supposed to be a W. Whatever. I get confused about that. But anyway, my dad actually put me onto this song. I don't think he's listening, but maybe he's listening. Well, if he is listening, Dad, you're super duper cool because you put me onto songs that are awesome. Okay, yeah, that's it. Cool. This is Not My Baby.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Back. This time Mila has something super duper important to teach you guys about.
More important than anything you've ever heard. Okay. Apparently, I'm not talking loud enough.
No, you're not.
Okay. So, doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and the flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds like the flu. I'm being laughed at right now. Okay. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more or on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click your health first. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio and Massachusetts Medical Society.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Spring
is allergy season, but it is also flu season.
Is that true? I think that's definitely not true.
I think it's definitely allergy season.
Yeah, but it's not flu season.
I don't know. Spring break flu. Spring break sickness.
Yeah. Okay, well, point is, wash your hands. I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now that we did that.
Now that we did that.
Let me tell you about this next song, okay? Because this is my most favorite. This is my favoritest. Is it? I don't know. There's no word for that. The song I'm actually obsessed with right now. It's so amazing and wonderful. And I listen to it on repeat sometimes. And then the song after that is also an amazing song that I think Mila really likes now, which I put her onto, by the way. But so, maybe this is not as much of a head-bobbing part of the show as the other songs, but these are really good songs that are super-duper important to us and should be important to you after you listen to them right now.
We're going to gaslight you right now into listening to these songs.
But point is that it makes me feel things, okay?
The second song, she actually put me onto the last radio show she did.
Oh, yeah, I did play this on the radio already, and I was against playing it again, I'm just
saying. She was very against it. But when I tell you guys I've been listening to this song on repeat, I have been listening to this song over and over and over again for hours. So that's one of my favorite songs right now. I think that, I hope you guys enjoy it.
And then after that, we'll keep head bobbing.
Yeah.
No, bopping?
Bopping. I feel like you're really leaning into the bob.
I'm really not trying to.
Mia is definitely more of a bob person, and I think I'm more of a bop person.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. So, really, instead, right, what am I trying to say? During this show, you actually need to figure out whether you're a head bop or a head bob person.
Yeah. When we told you you have to be a head bob person, we were lying. Please decide.
Oh, yeah.
And let us
know. So by the end of the show.
If anyone wants to call in. I'm kidding.
No, oh goodness, please.
Please call us and
tell us. I don't know how to answer the phones. Okay, anyway, this next song is It'll Be.
Walk out and sound like you've been mean. You've been screaming real out to everybody. You're sick of me, how I breathe it's
sick of having the same conversation. Like, it's getting ridiculous.
What do you want me to do about it? I mean, I feel like...
I just need an answer. Like, I need you to tell me what you want.
I don't know.
No wine, no, 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 no. tearing up a face. And oh, I let down. I don't seem to be having any effect now. Falling all over the place.
Hello.
Hey guys.
We're back again.
We are.
For the last time, I think.
Yeah, this is our outro.
Mila, I think I can't find the song that you're looking for. So, in conclusion, I'm not gonna find it. Oh, yeah, it is. This is the song. Yeah. Okay, well, Mila, how do you feel? How was your day?
My day has been good. It started with a Russian, which is never great, but otherwise it was fine. What about you?
Good. I always feel better after like going on the radio, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially like let me plug. Me and Nick Leon, is that how you say your last name?
Leon.
Yeah. Leon. Well, if I was from Spain, I'd say it Leon. Leon? No, I wouldn't. Anyway, we have a show at 6 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday at 6 a.m., called Next Door Neighbor. If you're up and feel the need to listen, I don't know what we're playing yet, and I don't really know what it's going to be, but it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. I will not be awake for it, you guys, for sure.
Okay, well, we didn't even need you to listen.
But I'm encouraging everyone to go listen, because they're always very, very good. And it's a good way to wake up, is listening to these two, because they have a lot of energy and good music.
Yeah. I don't usually get up at 5:30 a.m. for anything, but this is as good enough of a reason, so I do. Every other week, though, I don't do it very often.
I feel like there are people, when she first looked at this, like, the slots open for the radio, she was choosing between 2 a.m., I think, and 6 a.m., and I was like, oh, clearly 2 a.m., are you crazy? And then she chose 6 a.m.
Most people would rather go to bed early and get up early.
No. So I think that there are two groups of people in the world. And I think that it's the people who would easily, without a doubt, choose 2 a.m. And it's the people who would easily, without a doubt, choose 6 a.m. And I believe strongly in my side of this argument.
Okay, well, you're wrong. Again.
I don't think so. This I'll stand by. Because it's so much harder to wake up at 5 a.m. than to just stay awake until 2.
No. But then what do you do after? You go to bed?
You go to bed.
What if you have a class in the morning?
You have a class at 9. You go to bed at 3. That's 6 hours. Done.
Okay, so she was saying, whatever. Point is, I need 8 hours of sleep because I'm a normal person.
She has a good sleeping schedule, actually, which is strange for a college student. But
no, it's not. It's okay. Guys, I'm normal.
No, she is. This show is just me annoying Mia, I think.
And exposing me for being a person who takes care of myself.
She does take care of herself. She has a very good sleeping schedule. And it's not like crazy sleeping schedule. Like, she'll be in bed at like 12, you know what I mean? I feel like that's
like normal. Okay.
Yeah, that's normal. That's where you're supposed to be.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, this is the last song we have. Sorry, Mila, I can't play your song because we don't have time. This is Mia.
And Mila.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bye.
See you another day. Oh, and this is Friday I'm in Love by The Cure. Thank you.
say stay.